Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Eyes are on Paris this month as leaders from across the globe gather to try and agree on a plan for combating climate change. Environmentalists are calling for swift, bold action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but a new study from Michigan State University researchers suggests that climate change skeptics are doing a better job of getting their message across. I sat down with Aaron McWright, an environmental sociologist here at MSU, to talk about why. His study looked at how people's opinions are shaped by different messages on climate change. He started by giving participants fake news articles, either encouraging action on global warming or raising doubts about it.
So one was an economic opportunity frame. So doing something about climate change will boost economic opportunities, provide for new jobs, open up new sectors. The second frame was national security. So dealing with climate change or weaning our military off of fossil fuels will help us be more ready in the field. It'll also help reduce growing tensions around the world about things like fossil fuels.
Were they all there were all different reasons for becoming concerned about climate change?
Yeah, and agreeing that we should be doing something about climate change. And then there was a Christian stewardship frame. So, you know, dealing with climate change is a good thing to do to care for God's creation. A lot of actually what then came out more recently in the Pope's encyclical about taking action on environment and climate change. And then the fourth one was doing something about climate change would help protect or promote our public health.
And what'd you find?
Well, all these positive frames that some scientists, some journalists, some just general scientific communicators have thought would be fairly effective ways to shift the discussion in the U.S. to be more positive to deal with climate change. We found that the positive frames didn't really move the needle. They didn't really have an influence on people's climate change attitudes and beliefs. So they didn't increase people's belief that climate change is happening or concern about climate change or support for climate change policy. But exposing them to a very brief skeptic or denial message that climate change isn't happening, it's a hoax, it's just a way for environmentalists and Democrats to increase governmental regulations, that actually had an overall effect of reducing people's belief that climate change is happening, reducing their concern, reducing support for policy.
Were you surprised by the results?
For a private citizen, like me talking as a private citizen, I wish we could get people more concerned about climate change and take action on it. Me as a social scientist would say, I'm not too surprised that these positive messages did not really have an effect on people's beliefs, because people's beliefs on climate change are really dug in.
Were you surprised or not surprised that the negative messages were resonated like they did?
Knowing all my past research, I was not surprised. So I have studied climate change denial since like 1996. That was my master's thesis in graduate school. And the message, the denial message, is a powerful message. It is a very simple message. It's just to create uncertainty or create controversy. So imagine a climate scientist or any scientist, the challenge that he or she has to really convince the American public that this is a serious problem. We know the facts well. We have a pretty good grasp on what's going on. And thus, you know, here are some options for the future. To try to sell all that to the American public, that's really hard. That's complicated. This may be one of the largest challenges that sort of our global society has faced to date. It's something that affects, you know, societies all around the world, and it will have effects for many generations to come. And it's not something with a quick fix at all. It really calls into question, well, our entire dependence on fossil fuels. And of course, that is what made our industrial capitalist system work well. You know, that's why we have so much stuff. That's why we've had increasing, you know, quality of life for many generations, many decades. And so here comes this problem. Well, of any problem that you would think it's really easy to ignore, this is it. And so, of course, maybe our natural predilection is to just hope it goes away and look the other way. And then, so on top of that, if you have some sectors of society just saying, it's not really a problem, the scientists don't know, they're uncertain, it's that much easier for the rest of us to just push the can down the road and say, oh, we need more scientific research. We shouldn't take action now. It wouldn't be prudent.
We're talking to environmental sociologist Aaron McCrite about his research on how climate change skeptics are influencing public opinion on the issue. Your experiment involved these fake news articles. How big a role? I mean, you seem to be suggesting that the media plays a huge role in influencing, shaping people's beliefs about climate change.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say huge role. It certainly plays a role, right? Because only a handful of people around the world are experts enough to read the science, contribute to the science. And the rest of us are getting information about climate change, sometimes through family and friends, but oftentimes through the media, whether it's the internet, news websites, more lighthearted websites, radio, television, newspapers. And so the media can play a big role in helping to better inform people, better educate people, but it also can inhibit information and education. You know, journalists are socialized into a profession in which they're taught, you know, good journalism is providing both sides of the story.
Right.
And that has worked very well in the culture of journalism for many decades. In the culture of science, that seems very foreign to how scientists discuss things and present at conferences and publish things in the journals. And so I think when scientists give interviews, when scientists talk to the general public and to journalists, they often get frustrated at the stories that result because it might be a new climate change report comes out today and here's so-and-so from Stanford talking about its relevance. And then at the very end of the story, maybe there's one of the very well-known climate change contrarians, Patrick Michaels or Fred Singer, saying, well, I don't really buy this report. It's overblown. It's a lot of hyperbole. We just need more research. The scientists are claiming to be way more certain than they really can be. And then the story ends. And for journalism, you know, that's drama. It's engaging. If you're a journalist, you might think, how do I sell science, complex science? I have to make it dramatic. I have to make it engaging. And a way to do that is through conflict. But that's not really maybe the best way how to report on science.
There's a pretty stark political divide when it comes to attitudes about climate change here in the United States. How does moving this debate from an argument over science to an argument over politics impact the way people think about it?
Oh, that's a good question. So this is something I've been talking about for almost two decades. I don't believe in my heart that the public debate, the public controversy over climate change has ever really seriously been about the science. The science is the thing that gets attacked because this is a scientific issue. But people's objection to acknowledging the reality of climate change and wanting to do something about it isn't because they're really wrapped up in getting the science right, right? Climate change and the solutions to climate change challenges their values, their worldviews, their vision of what government should and should not do. And so what I think would be the best way going forward is to definitely shift the public debate, the political debate, the debate among our political leaders, our social leaders, our cultural leaders, our religious, economic leaders, away from let's talk about the science and scientific uncertainty and towards what we're really talking about. And that's conflicts over values.
Do you think your research is discouraging for people who want to get action on climate change? It seems to suggest that it's a lot easier to turn people into skeptics than it is to get them to think of climate change as a serious threat.
Well, so this is just one study. You know, it's fairly well designed, and I expect that the results would be replicated, but it just means that if you're someone who wants to better communicate climate change in the hopes of getting more public support for action and support within Congress for action, it may mean you have much more work to do than you thought. I don't necessarily think, well, I do not think that the reason the United States has not taken action on climate change is because of public opinion. You know, back in the late 90s, we had strong majorities of people favoring ratification of the Kyoto Protocol. And it's really only in the early 2000s on where we've seen Republican belief in climate change and concern about climate change go significantly downward. There was a small, you know, partisan divide in like 97, 98 on public opinion polls, but it wasn't large, and it's very large now. But that's not public opinion leading party officials or like conservative movement leaders. That's them sort of following.
Since climate change denial messages seem to be more impactful, are there lessons that climate change advocates could learn from the other side in this debate?
Well, repetition, simplicity and repetition. You know, that's probably a good communication principle in general, right? I don't know if it's really possible on topics like climate change, because climate change is not simple. Just like on other topics, you know, global terrorism is not a simple problem. You can't just, or perhaps you shouldn't just get up and say, it's easy. We just need to do this and this. I'm sure behind closed doors, you know, military advisors are go, oh man, I wish that person wouldn't have said that, because it's not that easy. And if we do this or that, here are the ramifications, and it might make things worse. So on first glance, it would seem that, you know, if you just simplify your message and say it much more often, that might have an effect, but that could have some really negative consequences, because people might be sort of lulled into complacency that, hey, this is a simple issue and we just have to make some simple changes and that's it. It's not a simple issue, and our policy solutions probably need to be somewhat complex.
Aaron McCrite is an associate professor in the sociology department at MSU. We've been talking about his research on how messages from climate change skeptics can sway public opinion on the issue. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Mark.